Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's going on?
Just on Panda Watch over here.
What do you mean?
That's the big news of the day.
Panda?
Have you not been paying attention? It's Panda Watch.
I like to think I have, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Ying Ying and Li Li, for the first time ever, have naturally mated. We're on Panda Watch, man. In Hong Kong, doggy style is over. It's now panda style. It's the new rage.
Who's that?
The famous pandas in Hong Kong that won't get it on. Now, for the first time in years since they've been put together, they got it on. And there's video and sound, and it's sweeping the internet right now. We're officially on Panda Watch.
Why wouldn't they get it on?
Because pandas don't want to get it on. I don't know why.
Was he ignoring her and... She was annoying him.
You know, those damn pandas. You know, there's a lot of people that think that we should give up on the pandas. You know, that we need to allocate our resources to animals that, will do it. Because the pandas won't.
How many pandas are left?
Not many.
Do you know?
And that's the problem is we can't get them to in captivity. Because the wild,
they won't do it.
Yeah, they won't do it.
Oh, wow. There's only 1,800 left.
Yeah. And now, and so
that's not true. And there are 1,864.
That's quite.
I didn't want to leave out the 64.
No, you know, poor 64. But now we've got some hope. And I'm telling you, if you've seen the video and the sound, it's a big deal. A panda watch has officially begun. Get out of here, panda jerk. You're making us all look stupid.
So we can't give them any privacy?
No, it's a little awkward, to be honest with you, because, you know, it's been like 10 years and they haven't got it on. And now they get it on and we shove a camera in their face. But I suppose that's better than a bunch of, like, stupid kids, like, hooting and hollering. No wonder they don't get it on.
I haven't seen this.
They're probably shy.
Although now I'm seeing stills.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, doggy style, it's over, man. We're now on to panda style. It's 2020. Mm. We need a little good news, and I give you panda style. We have a little baby panda.
Where are Li Li and Ying Yang?
Hong Kong.
Okay.
And they're, like, the most famous pandas. I don't know why, but... They're the most famous pandas in the world.
Did they wear their masks?
No, it did not appear that they were social distancing.
Although, you think about it, doggy style, as you like to say now, panda style.
Panda style.
It's the way to go now because that way, like, you know, if you think about everyone's...
Yeah, nothing's not lining up.
Right. Like, sure. you don't infect...
Yeah. Although, look, if you're getting it on panda style, you know, at that point, you've probably crossed social barriers, right? I mean, it's a little late for social distancing at that point.
You should probably be wearing scarves anyway.
Yeah.
But, like face masks.
Yeah.
But doggy style would be better than...
Panda style.
Right. Would be better than the other way.
Yeah, from now on, we're trying to push this movement out here. You know, the dogs have had their day. Now let's move on to panda style. And if wait till you hear the Lynch, would you please go see if you can find the video because the audio.
Are we gonna listen to it?
The audio is unbelievable.
That's what we're getting at now is look, we're gonna hear panda sex.
Is that really what you want?
I needed something to cheer me up today.
That's the first time Mike's ever hesitated when we
disgusted.
Asked him to get audio, and he's like, "What?"
Well, we had audio of turtles getting it on, but apparently we draw the line at pandas.
We did not have that audio. Dirt and Sprague had that audio,
and we've played
and they're
it.
Perverts.
We've played it.
I like turtles.
Sprague's out there chewing it and doing it, and apparently the pandas are as well. Maybe the pandas are on Blue Chew. I just needed some positivity in my life today, and the pandas gave it to me. Go pandas.
Panda, 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 panda.
Panda indeed.
I had no idea.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, there's someone said the San
Diego. So now they're going to have little panda babies.
Well,
or, I mean.
Like a panda baby.
Theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically. Because they're saying now that, you know.
Is she ovulating?
San Diego is closing their panda exhibit. A lot of people don't want to save the pandas anymore. Because
that's the best part of the San Diego Zoo.
Well, I guess a lot of money goes into it, and the pandas aren't cooperating, right? They're saying that, you know, we're spending all this money to save the pandas, and if we took those same resources and put it towards animals that were, you know, and it's not the pandas' fault, but if we put it towards animals that were, you know.
Sounds like the pandas' fault.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of agree with Mike. It's like, what's their problem?
Well, apparently they're a bunch of panda prudes. I don't know. But they don't like to get it on.
That's very odd.
So some people, you know, everyone loves the pandas, but a lot of money goes into it, and it's not really working. So it was kind of a big deal today.
Maybe they've just been married too long.
It's possible.
You know, it does happen.
Yeah, but this is like they put in new pandas. Like, they've been together for a long, long time, and you would think when they first got together, they'd be all excited about new pandas. No. It doesn't work. And no one can figure out why pandas in captivity won't...
They can't figure that out?
No, they won't panda style.
What is our fascination with pandas?
I think it's just because they're adorable, right? We want to save cute things. I mean, that's the end of the...
I mean, if they were... If pandas were everywhere, would they be nearly as, you know, sort of captivating?
Yeah, they're lovable. Like, no one's like, here's the thing.
No, I think they'd be more just like bears. You'd be like, oh, there's a panda there.
I don't know about that.
Right, like, I think their scarcity... always made us, the mystique was only certain zoos had pandas.
Sure.
Because they're scarce. So that made you as a kid go, oh, wow.
But here's the thing.
But the pandas don't do anything different than any other stupid animal.
But again, they're cute. So let me put this. If there were only 1864, I believe, right? Is that what the official number was?
Yes.
Okay. Let's say that there was only 1800 and change of yaks. Would anyone really be trying that hard to save the yak?
Decent point.
No, they're saving the panda because it's... You ever seen a baby panda? It's like the cutest thing on earth. Look, here in the animal kingdom, if you're adorable, we care. If you're not, it's like, eh. Like tigers, like people love tigers, but full grown adult tigers, they're kind of scary and, you know, and so
tigers are so awesome looking though.
We care, but we don't care as much as the pandas. If adult tigers were cuter, you might have something there. Basically, if you're going to be an endangered animal, you better be majestic or you better be really damn cute. Otherwise, you're hooped.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.